Joining me this morning, I have two folks to talk about park prescriptions. I have Karen Farley, she's a chief ranger, and I have Eric Jordan, who's a participant. Good morning.
Morning, Holly.
Good morning, Holly.
So we've heard about park prescriptions before in this studio. I believe it's something that came out of the health summit. Karen, maybe you can tell us more about that.
Yeah, Holly, it was brought about the 2011 health summit, and we got support from the health summit that year, and we printed prescriptions last year. Big kickoff June 1st of 2012 for park prescriptions. It's basically a program that encourages healthcare providers to write prescriptions for patients to exercise in the outdoors utilizing Sitka National Historical Park.
And sometimes prescription is sort of a scary term, but here, not so much. And Eric, I understand you carry a prescription.
Well, yeah, I am really into walking, and my doctors have prescribed walking as important for my health. I'm a stage 4 cancer survivor. I weigh over 300 pounds and have an arthritic knee, and I need to get out and exercise for my health, for my well-being. And so I heard about this program, asked my medical provider about it, and got a prescription and talked to the people at the park who were really supportive of me getting out and walking. And it has really been a good influence on my life the past few months.
And how do you know Karen?
I was at this fall's health summit, and we both ended up on the committee to start. We're not going to talk in detail about that yet, but start the process of having Sitka recognized as a walk-friendly community for recognition and improvement of the walking conditions in Sitka. So we started working on that committee, and then she, when I was going by the park to get my prescription punched, she'd see me, and then she grabbed me and my wife and took pictures to promote their program. And so we ended up talking about how to promote this program, which I fell in love with.
Karen, how long have you been chief ranger at the Sitka National Historical Park?
It'll be about a year this June, but I've been in Sitka for about 2.5 years with the Park Service for almost 16 years, which is amazing to say. This is my sixth park that I've worked in. Park prescription program, there's several parks across the country in the lower 48 that are doing the program as well and having great successes with it. And success is what we're here to celebrate too, is just kind of the milestone of this program. And our first success is Eric and his punching of his prescription. He filled out one full prescription and is on to his second. And Eric, tell him how many miles you've walked in the last 2 months.
Well, according to my pedometer, up to 180 miles. But that's not what's so important, is how many you get. The most important thing is the incentive to take that first step, to go out there, regardless of the weather or whatever, to just get that first step. And the beauty about walking in Totem Park, and I walk all the trails, whether it's out at Stargavin or the Cross Trail or up Indian River or wherever, but the beauty of Totem Park is there's so many routes there that you can walk as short or as long as you want and come back in literally 3-4 minutes from almost wherever you are there, which means, okay, I'll just go a lot of days. I'll just go, well, I'm just going to go around the one loop by the fort there. And then it's really nice. And once I get going, I go between 30 minutes and an hour and a half almost every day. And it's the colors in the park are different. So it's not just a walk. It's nice and soft on your legs, which are nice. But also the colors are different every day. And then the wildlife, there's been at least 3 swans almost every day. Some days there's geese. There's almost always mallards when you cross the bridge. And then it's a social experience. There's regulars you see, and sometimes you chat with them, and then sometimes you see somebody and you change your route and you walk together for a while. To me, it's one of the ultimate walking experiences around.
So it's nice that you tied that in, that you can start going out alone, but it, you know, you can be really observant, see what's around you, and also run into friends. What's the incentive, Karin, other than your health, to walk the park?
We've been working on that. That's the biggest part of the program that's kind of been in progress. And we've had a lot of support, the Sitka Community Hospital and Search, and the Sitka Community Hospital Foundation recently approached me last fall, and they are becoming a sponsor of the program. And they are providing quarterly $100 drawings for participants. So you participate and fill out your first card, and every card you fill out, your name goes in for a drawing quarterly for $100, whether that's going to be in a gift certificate fashion or just straight up cash. We're not sure yet, but we're going to do our first drawing on June 1st at the second annual National Trails Day event. We did that last year, and it was a day basically dedicated to health and dedicating new trail. And we had Dr. Lehman out giving talks on healthy incentives for walking. And Crystal came out and did a yoga class. Kuali from Botanica came out and showed us how to make smoothies. So it was a great event. And so this year we'll have that drawing for $100. They're also providing some waterproof bags that you can carry that people can take on their boats that fits a cell phone, your prescription, so when you're walking, your phone doesn't get wet. So look forward to that. So if anyone's interested, they can sign up for those great incentives, and we're hoping to get more.
The main thing is you can get a sticker even if you do just part of one loop. You can get it punched. The main thing is to get that first step in. And then the extrinsic rewards that Karin's talking about, whatever helps motivate you. But what motivates me is that special place. Mm-hmm. There is, not only is it a great walking like I talked about, but there's also with the totems there and the history, there's a, at least for me personally, there's a spiritual aspect of walking in that park. And I can remember the first time I walked in that park in 1964 when I was over here with the Petersburg debate team. And over the years I was running, I don't run anymore now, I mostly just kind of stagger along. But it is a great, great experience. And a lot of us in Sitka, we know it's there, but we don't get there often enough. And having been there a lot the last couple months, I just want to share the joys of that place. And whatever will help get people out walking, as a person who has a degree in health education, I know that the most important thing for extending life is keeping moving.
Well, your story is very inspiring, and I'm sure it will revitalize people's interest in looking at the park. Once again, because sometimes we take for granted things that are in our backyard. But just to recap, how do people originally get this park prescription?
So it is a partnership with the healthcare providers in Sitka. So folks that are going to their, it's mental health, it's physical health. So any healthcare provider can write a prescription. And so I encourage patients to ask their healthcare providers. And then I also encourage healthcare providers to contact us at the park if they're getting, if they want to be involved in the program, and especially if they're getting asked by their patients. And maybe these incentives will get people out and get them more curious in the program. But ultimately, it's about the health of Sitka and just getting out, like Eric was talking about. So,
and then how physically do I get this card punched?
So during business hours right now, the park's open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 3. Those are just the winter hours, so look to them to change here in
March.
When
we get a little more light.
Yeah, and so they just go to the front desk. There's a special card punch similar to like C-Mart's punch card system that we're all familiar with. That's kind of how we designed the program. So you just go to the front desk, and the ranger at the front desk will punch your card for every time you visit the park and exercise on the trails.
And then when do you design the poster for Eric to be on, or the cardboard cutout representing the program?
That's a great idea, Holly, and we might have one on June 1st at our first raffle.
Holly, this isn't about me. This is about the park and getting people moving. That's what this is about. And I'm enthusiastic about it. I think it's made a great deal of difference to me. I feel so much better than I did a couple months ago. And I just was up, had blood tests and a letter from my doctor the other day, and he says, boy, things are looking great. So not only do you feel better, but every walk in the park is unique. I went through there the other day, and the sun was setting, and things turned this beautiful shade of green, the green of the huckleberry bushes that don't have leaves on them yet, just the stems and the moss and the various different colors of green on the evergreen. It was just exquisite.
Well, we are very lucky to hear your story about park prescriptions. I'd like to thank my guests, Karen Farley and Eric Jordan. Thanks for joining me.